This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Being a children's storybook writer, Matthew Patrick Gallagher understands the importance of bringing thought-provoking stories to the world. He writes about inspiring people and values gathered from them to pass along to the next generation. He aims to build strength and determination among children. Having been in sports and technology gives Matthew discernment of modern life and the struggles of modern kids. He portrays real-life issues in his writings to keep them relatable to life, and his goal, to bring stories that children enjoy reading with friends and family. Award-winning, best-selling children's storybook writer Matthew Patrick Gallagher, our guest, next on today's This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now, to learn more.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Matthew Patrick Gallagher, the author of the highly praised children's book, Screen Boy, Everyone Should Have a Chance, is a true believer of people, the world, love, and dreams. As a father of four children, he looks at the world from a child's eye. Screen Boy is the story of what we are doing wrong. Chance is the dog that comes to fix it. Screen Boy, about a young man who gets caught up in a world of technology and gaming, loses his friends, his athleticism, and his priorities. He realizes that one day he lost it all in screens and virtual reality, and the only one left to save him is his trusty dog. Matthew Patrick Gallagher is an American author, entrepreneur, and 30-year veteran of the information technology business. Screen Boy is Matthew's first published book, although he's written many which will be released over the next few years, including a sequel. In addition, also expected coming up soon, the beginning of a series of books entitled The Adventures of Two-Wheel and His Four-Wheeling Family. And in 2027, you can expect from him his first novel. Matthew Patrick Gallagher, the author of Screen Boy, Everyone Should Have a Chance, is our guest on This Week in America. Matthew, welcome to the program. It's a pleasure to have you with us.
Rick, it's great to be with you, sir. Thank you for having me.
And thank you for taking time out of writing all these books to talk with us. You're a busy guy. You've got a lot of ideas you're working on here, and I love what you've done in this book. It is so well written. Screen Boy, Everyone Should Have a Chance. And I will mention that if you're watching the video of this, you're actually what in Screen Boy's room. Talk about your setting for the video on YouTube.
I thought it would be a great thing, Rick. I thought it would be wonderful to actually be in his room. And I'm actually looking at his three screens. I'm in his room. He's actually over here to the right. Chance the dog is actually in the room with us. So it's a unique place to be. So I thought it'd be the best place to be for the first book and for Scream Boys. So thanks so much for having us, Rick.
It is our pleasure to talk about this. What a wonderful job that you've done in telling this story. What inspired you to become a writer, and not only a writer, but a prolific writer? Where did that come from for you?
You know, honestly, my father was a gifted writer. He was a great writer. It was what he always wanted to do from the time he was a young man. And he didn't have time to do it until he was retired. And he delivered a few good books, The Devil's Work. And listen, if you're going out there and going to relax on the beach and you want to read a great book, Curse of Our Fathers, I think, is actually, I'll put it up against a John Grisham or James Patterson or anybody else's book.
Yes.
Curse of Our Fathers, it was a great book of his. He passed away a couple years ago, and I woke up in the morning and the next day after I delivered his eulogy, and I said to myself, the last thing in the world your dad would want you to be is sad, so what do? So I made the decision that I would write. I would sit down and write. So I wrote and published Scream Boy, and got some help from my sister Katie on a few of the things that I needed to do to be able to release a book that I was not aware of, because she helped my father. So there's so many times, Rick, I wish he was still here, because now actually wanting to publish books and do so much more in this particular area, I'd love to have his ear, but he's definitely in my mind and he's in my heart. So
I am sure that he is smiling, and it's interesting your sister's involvement too. So it's sort of a family publishing thing that you've put together. And Scream Boy, everyone should have a chance. Our guest is the author, Matthew Patrick Gallagher. I'll give you his website. It's simple, MatthewPatrickStories.com, and book available on Amazon, all of the usual places. What was the inspiration behind this story? What was it about this story, Scream Boy and Chance? What was it that formulated the story in your mind that you felt, I need to share this?
You know, I think the first thing that comes to mind, you know, if you go through Scream Boy, I mean, it's essentially it's broken up into two pieces. Of one is technology, and the other one is sports. And what I saw in the world that caught my eye was parents allowing their children to spend so much time on screens, and guilty as charged here in our own home of, you know, watching some of our kids, you know, spending too much time on screens, on their phones, on the Xbox and all these things. And you looked around and you're like, wow, this something big is changing in this world of technology. And here I am. I'm one of these guys that has been in technology for so long. And what caught my eye was, like, something needs to change. You know, something needs to change. And what's one of the things I saw with my son Liam, who is the subject of the story, was he was spending too much time. And here he's got a couple of brothers that are great athletes and one a musician. And I'm thinking, wow, this kid was born at the time that Steve Jobs brought this technology to us, this iPhone that they all carry around, which is like a computer in your pocket. And, you know, what inspired me was just the thought and the vision of, wow, how do we change this? What do we do? And then, you know, the second part of it, Rick, which I think is the best part, is sort of this idea of, how do I get away from the screen and how do I do something amazingly special and athletic and healthy and something, you know, away from that screen? And, you know, the irony of it is when I wrote the book, I was challenged with Liam and his time on the screens. And he actually did very similar to what happens in the book. I mean, he's not scoring touchdowns every weekend, but, he actually is an athlete and he's done very, very well. And it's a wonderful story. Anybody that takes a look at children and says, you know, we need to get these kids off these screens, we need to get them outside, should love this book without question.
The book is, well, yeah, I was going to say the title Scream Boy, everyone should have a chance. And Chance in this case is Chance the dog. What was it that inspired you about Chance the dog that you wanted to make him a literary star?
He's literally right here next to me. You know, Chance is, he's a unique dog. One of the things that inspires me about him is he almost looks as though he has human eyes. When he looks at you, you feel as though he understands what you're saying. So it was so easy to write about him in this format to where he could hear and listen. And then in the book, which I think is a neat part of the book, is how he talks and then he helps. And he's just an inspiring dog. He's, you know, they say the dog is the man's best friend. Chances, he's a wonderful, wonderful pet to all of us. Everyone in our family loves him. Because of my oldest son has challenges with dog hair and things like that, you know, what have you. But he's one of those, what do they call it? I forget what they call it, but the, you know, where they don't shed and they.
Yes.
Yeah. So the kids are able to be around. So the reason his name is Chance is because my wife came up with that name because it was the last chance for our youngest Liam to ever have a dog. And he loved our first dog, who unfortunately was making the kids, my oldest, sick. But he's just a wonderful dog. And so the story, the way that he's written in that story is, it's just, he gave us all a chance and he looks at us differently and he's always there and always jumping on you and loving you. And no matter what happens in this world, he's just the most special, special dog you'll ever meet.
In the dedication to this book, Scream Boy, you dedicate to a special friend. Talk about that, because that's a very moving way to start the book. That's the first thing you read as you're starting to read Scream Boy. Talk about the influence that this person had on you.
All right, so you're going to try to make me cry on this podcast?
Not intentionally, but it was very moving when I read that.
Yeah, no. So the book is dedicated to my friend Charlie. Charlie Sweeney. He is the greatest friend you'd ever meet in your entire life. Charlie, just to put it in context for you, I'll give you two stories quickly. The first one is, you know, while he was going through cancer, he had colon cancer, liver cancer, and lung cancer. He ran the New York Marathon with those three cancers. So he's not only a great friend, but he's tough as nails. But I'll give you a better story. I don't like talking about the sad story, the tough ones, but the funniest one of all time with Charlie and I go way back. 1987, we're on our way to church. And we get pulled over by the police. We're driving from Yardley, Pennsylvania to Bristol, Pennsylvania, where we get pulled over for speeding on our way to church. And the police officer wouldn't believe us that we were actually on our way to church. And he ended up following us all the way there, and then he went into the church with us. And he actually sat behind us and went through the entire Mass. And Father Thomas came back when the Mass was over and asked the police officer, is everything all right? And he said, yeah, I think everything is fine. And the police officer handed Charlie the ticket back and said, don't worry about it. I'm not going to write it up. And Father Thomas looked at him and he said, well, I guess you just met Matthew, didn't you?
What a great story. And the book is dedicated to Charles Sweeney Jr., very good friend. So many stories. Write a book about that, because there's so many stories and what he did with running the marathon and the humor that he brought into your life and all the different escapades. The story, Scream Boy, Everyone Should Have a Chance, really touches your personal life or your private life with technology. Talk about that, the 30-some years in technology. Tell me what your take is, the pluses and minuses of technology that the kids have today and what we might see in the future. I mean, it's pretty hard to say, because we didn't have it, that we're better for it, and we see these kids thriving, and we can see it be abused as well. What are the pluses and minuses, and where are we going in the future?
It's such a great question, Rick. I appreciate you asking that. I think, you know, as I take a look over the last, 30 plus years in technology, I mean, one of the things that we talk about is technology shifts tend to happen every 10 years. At least that's the way it went over the last 30 and going back to the 70s, so over the last 50 years. And you go from, the mainframes that my father worked on back in the 70s, are now carried around in the pockets of children. Where things are at today are both amazing, challenging, and scary all at the same time. I know, they talk about, as an example, I mean, a lot of the things that I work on lately are surrounding machine learning and AI. And there's a lot of folks that are very concerned about where that might go.
Yes.
Yeah. And they should be concerned, and we should put a lot of thought into that. I almost said regulation, but I don't know if regulation is the right word. The last thing in the world we want is government involved in anything. But I think that the thing that I would also say is that while those things can be scary, like anything else, they can also be amazing. I mean, what would happen over 10 years as a technology shift occurs can now happen in 10 hours or 10 minutes. And as these machines help us learn and they go through the intelligence of what they can take from all the data that we can put into them, I think it's going to be amazing. And I would say that I'm optimistic for the children of the world. I am scared for them. I am also encouraged that they call millennials, and they talk down a lot of times about the children of today's time. But what I know about the human spirit is that people rise above, and they will find a way to turn it into something amazing. And if we can get machines to help people save the world and change diseases and medications and get people things, I think it's going to be amazing. So I personally think that the next level of what's about to happen in technology, I personally think it's going to be far outweigh the problems that it's going to cause. And I believe in the human spirit, and I believe that people do the right thing. I think it's going to be amazing.
What's it like for you being involved in technology? You mentioned how quickly things change. I could almost see a situation where you take a long weekend and you go back and things have changed since you were there the last day. Does it happen quite like that where, you're constantly, I would think, being updated on all the information?
Constantly, yeah. I think, there are smarter minds than mine that work on these things. But yeah, when you get around these engineers and these folks that know what they're talking about as it relates to the technology and the visions that they have for where that they can take it, it always blows me away. I'll give you. Do you mind if I give you an example?
No,
from
please
Screen
do.
Boy himself?
Please do.
Yeah, I'll give you an example from Screen Boy himself. So Liam came to me one day and he asked me, Rick, he said, Dad, why do we keep going to the moon and bringing back rocks? Why haven't we, over the last 50 years, taken up soil, seed, and water? Imagine what we'd have right now.
Interesting.
It's more than interesting to me. It's things like that. It's people like Elon Musk that, they think differently, and they that's the way Liam is. He's got dyslexia. He thinks about things differently. His brilliant mind. And the places, Richard Branson has this dyslexia as an example, right? People like that that have these brilliant minds that think way, way beyond the barriers of what we put up for people in schools and what have you. I think it's fascinating to me. And I think that listening to those folks and enabling their brains and not only enabling them, but helping them proliferate those brains to new places. I think they'll take these new technologies and these new ideas, and I think it'll be just amazing.
More with award-winning, best-selling children's storybook writer Matthew Patrick Gallagher after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. 800-331-3981. That's 800-331-3981.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. 800-915-9058. That's 800-915-9058.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-380-4293, 800-380-4293. That's 800-380-4293.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
And now more with Matthew Patrick Gallagher, author of Scream Boy, Everyone Should Have a Chance. Book available, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all of the usual places. Matthew's website is MatthewPatrickStories.com. It is an excellent website, a lot of great information there. Matthew Patrick Stories, Imagination at Work. There's a lot of great information. I love the pictures of the young people and how they're caught up in the storytelling. And Matthew is an excellent storyteller. And again, MatthewPatrickStories.com is the website. Kids on screens too much, we've talked about it, certainly a relevant issue to all parents today. Give me a little bit about the story, Screen Boy, Everyone Should Have a Chance, and how you address those issues in the story.
Yeah, you know, I think that the overall thing right there, Rick, is just, you know, kids are just, they spend too much time on the screens, and it'll take them down. And, you know, children need to be outside, and we as parents need to ensure that we help them, get into those athletics, be outside, spend time in the fresh air, in the beautiful places that God has given us. And, you know, the idea that everyone should have a chance is just, you know, I think that part, everyone should have a chance, is really that a dog is such a good friend and loyal and trusty. And when somebody gets knocked down, they have to get back up, and we should all be good enough to say, hey, let's take a view to what things could be and what better looks like. And, you know, the part about it inside of that book that talks about football, I think, and if this is for any parent, you know, I think that some people are challenged with football as it relates to, you know, you could get concussions and things, and I don't disagree with that. We always have to get better in how we manage through those things. But as a coach over the years, the one thing that I know the most in this world, having played the game, coached the game, is that if you get knocked down and you get back up, you win. No matter how many times you get knocked down, if you get up one more time, then you got knocked down, then you won the game. And that's what the chance means. And I think, you know, being able to tie it to chance, our dog, just kind of makes it special. But it is truly a story of everyone should have a chance, and you should always, no matter what happens in your life, no matter what happens, whatever breaks you down, you should be able to get back up one more time. And if you do that, and you got the courage to do that, then you win. That's what the story's about.
The book is so well written, and it's relevant, certainly, Screen Boy, Everyone Should Have a Chance, by Matthew Patrick Gallagher. Time going by so quickly here. Let me just ask you who the book was designed for. I ask that because I look through it. This is like, wow, this is a good story for a parent, for a grandparent, to be able to help the younger people try to balance this, the technology, the pluses versus the minuses, getting outdoors, enjoying nature, enjoying athletics, and of course, the young people themselves, Liam's age, reading the book. Who's the book designed for? Is there a target audience you have in mind?
There absolutely is. I really appreciate this question, Rick, and I give me a little leeway on this answer. You know, I think the first thing I would say is, you know, my wife is so good to our children, and she always read them stories as little kids. And I think it's so important for parents to read stories to their children. To answer your question, I think the story itself is designed for parents to be able to, you know, let me take one step back. When my son Tyler, my oldest son, when we bought one of his first beds, when we took him out of a crib, we decided to buy him a big, I think it's a queen size bed, even though he's a little baby. And the reason was so that all three of us could lay in the bed and read stories. And I think that it's so important for parents to be able to read to their children. And I think that this story is a great one for parents to be able to read to their children, especially boys. I hope that I can write one for girls too that is similar. But I think this one is more geared towards boys, where they could lay down and read the story. And I think it tells a story about, you know, the challenges of technology, the need to get out and be inspired by yourself and your dreams of where you want to go with sports and things of that nature, and take a step aside. So it's really geared towards that. I think it's, you know, grandparents should buy it for their grandkids, I think.
You'll find information and be able to order this book, Screen Boy, Everyone Should Have a Chance. It's out now. And get information on Matthew's follow-up book, which will be out very shortly. All of this at Matthew's website. Now, his name is Matthew Patrick Gallagher. Website, MatthewPatrickStories.com. Book available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. I want to thank KingPagesPress.com, the author's marketing consultant, for arranging our conversation today. And, of course, all this is on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us, that will take you directly there.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.